there are three Gemaras that are relevant to Shleach Hadvar Aveira. Tosus, our Tosus, is a very Mechudish approach to Shleach Hadvar Aveira. And you have to see where he's coming from. The Gemara in Me'ilah. Now, you've seen the Gemara. Actually, maybe the best thing is to begin with the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says like this. We're talking about shlichus in general, where it says, "Hashalach hazeh be'eiro v'alcherishot v'katan potam medinei adam v'chay b'nei shemayim shiach v'apikach pikach." My name is Shulchan Shalom Chamoso. The Gemara says, "Ain shliach l'dvar avera." I mean, why? Divrei harav v'divrei hatalmid divrei mishomer. So if I have a torch, I give it to a pikeach and I tell him to burn down someone's house, so he's chayev. I give it to a chereshot of a cotton, so he's potem dinei adam v'chayev b'dinei shemayim. Or it says, ain shliach l'dvar aveira. Now, the very key part of this Gemara that has to be understood, that Moisei Shliach Hadvar Aveira is that only vis-a-vis the case of Pikeach, even Chereshot of a cotton. Says Rashi, name of Shulcha Shalom Kamotsu, it's Chayev Sholcho, v'lo HaShliach. Ain Shliach Koshem Shliach, Bar Aveira, she is Chayev Sholcho, ela Harihuka Osamei Elov. So what does he say? What is the whole idea of Yeshliach Levar Avera and Yeshliach Levar Avera? His Chayev Sholcho. Talking about, can you make Reuven Chayev for Shimon's Maisa or not? Why not? Because Devei Rav, Devei Talmud, Devei Mishomer. He shouldn't have listened. Now, if that is the Svara, so that only applies if the person who is doing it is a Bar Chiyuva. That means he has to listen to the Rabbon Shalom. Rabbon Shalom said you're not allowed to burn down someone's house. But so therefore he's chayav for what he did. He can't shift the blame to the mashalech and say the mashalech should be chayav. But what would be if he's not a bar chiyuva? For instance, Sivas has a question. Why do we say Amir le'nochri on Shabbos is a drabbanan? Amir le'nochri on Shabbos should be a derais. Why? I tell a guy to do a melacha for me. The guy is not mechuyev in Shabbos Adra. The guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So why is it that it's only drabbanan? Every time I tell a guy to turn on the light for me on Shabbos, and so it should be said, not an issur drabbanan. That's an issur d'oraisa. Nasivus' question. Not a bar chiyuva. Okay, where it says, "V'hadetanya shliach shelo atzir shlichotso shliach moal, or shlichuso balabayas moal." So, if I send someone to do a meila for me, or I give him something to be moel, so if he did the shliach, the balabayas is moal. Where it says, "I name a and shliach dvar aveir." No. Shani me'ilo di alfa chet chet mitrumo. The separate zeres hashava, zereshava, chet chet mitrumo, just like their shlichas. in Truma, there is Shlichas in Me'ilah. Separate Gzeiras HaKos of Chet Chet. Now that's interesting, because if I would take the Gemara on its face, I would say the whole idea of Shliach Shalom Kamoso is what we learn out from Truma, Atem Gamatem. Okay, and all the details we learn out of Truma. So we're apparently talking in real terms of Shlichas, if we learn it out from Truma. That's what I may have thought. Rashi says, L'rov ha'dvarim, he lamuda mi truma, masechta mi, a lot of things is equated with truma. Siv ha'cha v'chata b'shkaga, mikad sheshem v'shem v'truma. Shogay, v'l yisrael ha'chet. So it's the Gemara. V'atruma mashvi shliach, av me'ila mashvi shliach, v'neilef mino, let's make a binyan av. If we learn from here, in the case of me'ila, there is Shliach Advar Avera, we should make a binyan av from that in every place in the Torah. No, Mishum Dehavi Mila, Shlichas Yad, Shnei Ksuvim HaBoan Kechon. There's also Gzeiras HaKosev that in Shlichas Yad, we say, Shlucha Shalom Kamos, the Gemara goes through. Chol Shnei Ksuvim HaBoan Kechon, Ein Melamed, Me'ila hada amoran. We said me'ila shlichas yad ma'ay. The Tanya al kol dvar pesha b'shamarim l'chayev al hamachshov v'kamais. That's a dvar pesha. He'll omrim enu chayev ad shish ubo yad shenem alo sholach yodo b'mlechas reyeyu. B'shamay l'beitzil alo nem al kol dvar pesha. What is that? And b'shil b'shamay shenem alo sholach yodo b'mlechas reyeyu. Beshamel Beis Hillel, Kain Al Kol Dvar Peshel Omeli, Shochel Ein Li Elo, Hu Omel Avdo Shluchem Einayin, Tavet Lom Al Kol Dvar Peshel. Oh, Al Kol Dvar Peshel means if I tell someone to be Sholeach Yad. And Yichel Beis Hillel, Beshamel, Lo Lahai Krobe Machshove, Maise Neilif Mino, Yav Me'ila Tficha Mechira, Tficha Mechira also. You have a separate Gzeiras HaKosev that you say Yeshlech Dvar Aveira. If I tell someone to shech this animal, also Yeshlech Dvar Aveira. Chol Shnei Ktzuvim B'mon Keir HaMelam Da Me'ila Hode Amar Tuch HaMechir HaMayim Amakra says Utvacho O Mechoro Ma Mechir Al Yedei Acher. Mechir only happens when someone else does that kinyan and takes it. Until someone actually does the kinyan and takes it, it's no mechira. So tefillah also, if someone else does it, it's also all right. After the mechira, the ach, diver, the bear Rabbi Shmuel Tana, all the rabbis is a shliach. Different gzarsiko. Bechizki Tana, tachas, rabbis is a shliach. Hein lech lamad, no shnei ksum, echeim elamd. Now, what is the svara behind shnei ksum, b'vachod? If the Torah would say in one place, and one place only, Yeshlech Nadvar Aveira, and with no limitations there, I would say, no, this tells me a general klal. It's a general, but if it tells me in two places, so that can't be a general klal, because what do you need the second place for? Okay. So, Hendich Manosh takes one of the Embala, Mano Malan Maikal Mena, Kwana Bishute Chutz, another case. Dam Yechosh Lish Hahu, only Dam Shavach, who will O Shocha. Ashkan gabi shkute chutz chol tor menolan, yelef in shkute chutz, ad yelef in shkute chutz, nelef, yehana, chadol makro, v'nichmas hanefesh ahiu, eno inyan lugufot, eno inyan lechol atorko, olman dama shnei ksuvim bohom kechon, eim elamdim, ahu ahu mai dorish, belemute shnayim shochtzim besakim shochtzim, v'chad hu, v'lo onu, hu v'lo shoge, hu v'lo mutim, okay. Okay, so the Gemara has a whole bunch of instances where we have a separate Gzeiras HaKosev of Yesh Shliach HaDvar Aveira. Number one, we have Me'ilim. Number two, we have Tzricha Mechira. Number three, we have a separate, and then there's a separate Gzeiras HaKosev, is that we don't say Shtech HaVarei in case of Shchutei Chutz. Now the Gemara says, okay. Oditani, we learned, Omer Shlucho, Seira Harogas HaNefesh, Hu Chaye V'Sholcho Poto, Shamei Zokin Omer, Mishum Chag Anovi, Sholcho V'Chaye, V'Shinema, Oso Harakta, V'Cherev B'nei Amo. Jaim Rechayev, okay. Says the Gemara, my time of the Shammai Azokin. So where did Shammai Azokin come up with this idea? Yesh liach l'dvar aveira. Next to him, bon kecha malamdim. Who? Ahulo Dorish. Aye, we had another Gzeras HaKosev in Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz, you don't say Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira, and we can make, and we could make also binyan out from that. He says, Ahulo Dorish. No. He boy same Lolom Dorish. My Chayiv. Okay. So the Gemara isn't sure what Shammai Azokin is talking about. Is he talking about Bidei Adam? Or he's talking Bidei Shamayim. Whereas, yeah, let's see. The Shamayim Mechayev Bidina Ra. He's a bit me. Is it possible that there's no Din Shamayim, a person sets up a Ritzicha? That's not possible. So, it more says, Dina Rabba v'dina Zuta, Benayim. Says Rashi, Dina Rabba, L'shamay mechayev b'dina Rabba b'onish godol, Tanakam l'omarish kulahay k'horeg atzma elika goreim. Okay. So, what does Shammai Azokin say? In Dina Shammayim, he has a Dina Rod Seach Mamish, and according to the Tanakhama, he has only a din of a goreim. So here, all of a sudden, Rashi introduces a new idea that even if I say divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei shomer, whenever I get to say ein shliach l'dvar aveira for whatever the reason is, but a goreim you remain, and that's going to be very critical. If I remain a goreim, I'm a garmi, I'm a groma. What degree of goreim am I? We get to dinei mominus.
Say
what? What it is this tzad says as follows. The Gemara says not possible for the Tanakhama to say that there's no din shemayim in a person who sets that up. That's not possible. If I set up a ritzicha, there's certainly a din shemayim on it. Now, for instance, I'll give you an example. When the Rambam talks about the chumrah of ritzicha, and he wants to explain, give me a Rambam Hill's Ritzicha Shmiras Nefesh. Rambam says like this. Va'al pishay shavonos chamurim eshvichas domim. Parag dal halacha tes. Ema ashkos yeshua shalom kishvichas domim. Afilo azor azor v'tzelchum arayis v'chol shabbos hen kishvichas domim. She'elu ha'avonos hen ba'avei v'shemen on lakadosh baruch. Then the Rambam says, "V'chol mi sheyesh b'yado avon zeh, avu rosh ha'gomer." Ve'en kol ha-mitzvah she'osu kol yomav shkulen keneged avon zeh lo'yatzilo otzo men adin. Okay. Shenema odom oshuk v'dam nofesh. Seilmat. Now Ram was trying to prove the onish in Shemayim for Ritzicha is a very, very serious onish. Me'achov over avora zor. Achov was an over avora zor. More than that, he was Machshel Klal Yisrael and avora zor. So by the time Eliyahu was in Har Karmel, there were only 7,000 people in all of Klal Yisrael who were not Mishtach v'Labal. Ra'ei ne'emar bo rak lo'hayo ka'achov. U'kishenizra avonus u'zchuyos sonei elokei haruchos. And when Achav died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making the cheshbon of all the pluses and all the minuses in his life, lo nimtza avon shechivo kliya, what was the aveira for which his neshama was totally destroyed? He himself didn't go out and kill Novos. Being a Gorem Ritzicha is also a super serious Aveira. And nothing saves you from it. So it's not possible that there's no onish in Shemayim. There is an onish in Shemayim. Except there's a difference between the onish in Shemayim of Rotzech B'yodo and a Gram Rotzech. And according to Shammai HaZaken, he has the onish in Shemayim of Rotzech Mamash. And according to the Tanakhama, he has only the ownership of a Gram Rotzech. That's a serious Aveira, but it's not the same as the Rotzech Mamish. Iboy Seymo, Shani Hotsum, the Goli Rachmona, also Rak the Becher Bnei Amo. No, it could be. Ena Hanami. Shammai HaZaken is not going to say that about any other Aver except Ritzicha. It's a separate din in Ritzicha, and that's the Gzeras HaKosef tells us. Also, Harak to Becher Bnei Amon, because of the Chumra of Ritzicha, even you say Shluch HaShalom Kamos L'Gabe Shammai. Yidach. What about the Tanakhama? What does he do with this? Haril chok macher bnei amon ein atonena shalof af uriachiti atonena shalof. My time, but what's the reason? He was really b'chol mison. Mori b'malchusu. Avakom alei v'adoni yo v'chol avdei adoni apnei atzod v'chonim. Amar rovim tin saloma sova shamay shneksum b'om kechen. This is the Gemara. What does the Gemara tell us? Well, it says there's no such thing as shliach levar avera. You're chayiv for somebody else's mice. And Rashi's magdiv it very, very clearly. In certain instances, we do say it. In Me'ila, we say it. Tzvicha Mechira, we say it. And Shlichas Yad, we say it. Three cases. There's a Tzad HaShava between all these three cases. What's all these three cases? It's a form of Gzela. Me'ila is Gzela ben Hektish. Shlichus Yad is Zela. Tzvicha Mechira, it's a din in Gneva. I finish off the Gneva. Shtar Shibachet. But these are the three instances. and we have another Gzeras HaKotzim Shchut Pasuk, another Gzeras HaKotzim Shchut Echotz, that tells us what? That tells us that only Shchut Echotz, there's no Shliach L'Var Aveira, and maybe we make a Binyan Arva, maybe we don't make a Binyan Arva. Okay. This is the Gemara. The Gemara then comes to Shammai Azokin. When the Gemara comes to Shammai Azokin, what does the Gemara say? Well, it says, no, Shammai Azokin says, Shliach Nuvar Aveira. And he learns that the Gemara isn't sure, there's Chayav Misa, or that he just has a Din B'Shamayim of Rotzeach B'Yodayim. Tanakama, who disagrees with him, could say Zagmar has two tzadim. He disagrees with him, but there's Dina Zuta, or he disagrees with him. No, there's no Chiyah Misa, and that's no, and because he, the man was more of a Malchus anyway. Now, this is the Gemara. The Gemara happens to give us Farah, Fein Shliach Advar Avera. After we learn it out from Pesukim, the Gemara is not satisfied with the Pesukim. The Gemara says, it's because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomer. That, which opens up the possibility that if there's a Svara to the Gzeras HaKotzim, where the Svara doesn't apply, so, then maybe you say, Yesh Shliach Nevar Aveira. The Gemara then says, if you say, Yesh Shliach Nevar Aveira, to the Tzad, so what about you tell someone to eat chaylev to eat bolas erva? Versus zenen of zemes chayev. Okay. That, this is the Gemara. Now, Tosis, there are two important Tosis. When the Gemara says, now, zenen of zemes chayev, what does it mean? Is it din in hanoah? It's a din of I'm doing an aveira. The aveira is in the maisa that I'm doing. It's not in any result. You could say this way. Comes along, Tosis, and saying, Toma, Ikem Me'ila. And Tosis, this is important. Tosis, we'll have to come back to Tosis. Tosis here, Membez Amid Bez, quotes our Tosis. Our Tosis. When he says, what about Shogeg? I, what about Me'ila? Me'ila's B'Shogeg. These are two Tosis, and let's just see the text of the Gemara before. Now, then there is the Gemara Bar Metzia. Gemara Bar Metzia is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, the Gemara is discussing the issue whether Kinyan Chatzah, how Kinyan Chatzah work. It says if I'm holding on to the object myself or it's being held on to for me. That's the difference. Say, Chatzah Mishim Yadu Yisraboy. Whereas if it's, I'm not doing it myself, so therefore, how can I be Kona, a Gneva, with a Chotzer, and be Chayev Kefel? I ain't Shliach Nidvar Aveira. Okay. So the Gemara then, now, and it's Kinyan Chatzer to be Chayav Aganav. Interesting. That's a brice that the Gemara brings in Bava Metzia. It's a brice that the Gemara brings in Bava Kama. The Rambam is mashmet this completely for whatever reason. Speculation why. Okay. Now, so then the Gemara comes in and says as follows. Hey. So Einshliach Advar Aveira. The Gemara says, no. In the case of Chatzah, Yeshliach Advar Aveira. And the Gemara has 2 days. Why? Einshliach Amar Ravina. Heich Amrin Einshliach Advar Aveira. Heich the Shliach Bar Chiyuvahu. It's a Bar Chiyuvah. Abu Chatzah Dua Bar Chiyuvahu Mechayev Sholcham. So where is the Bar Chiyuvah? Why would the Gemara say that? Says Rashi. Shavhu mutzar adov ha'otzim poter shlo. I mean, le'edim erav devetam devim shomer. Hoyu lo'atzos. That is what the Gemara in Kedushin of Membeis and Membeis says. There's Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. Not a Bar Chiyuva, so not. Elameyato, Homeli Isha Ve'evet Suva Ginvuli. You tell an Isha Ve'evet go steal. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. He said, no, he is a Bar Chiyuva, he doesn't have money to pay. Okay. Yomar didn't ask the kasha, what happens if I tell a cotton to steal? That's a whole different thing. Or it doesn't say that. Why not? What would be if I send a cotton? That's to das and shoharach. Rav Sama amar hecha aminei shliach dvar aver. Rav Sama's a different. Hecha di boy ovid, di boy lo ovid. When I make a decision, yes or no, then you say the decision was made not by the mashaleach, the decision was made by the shliach. Okay. It happens automatically. There's no decision-making process. But so that doesn't apply because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. I'm a goyich of the shir. I'm a chiyuv mechayev shocha anami came a lot of chiyuv and then mechayev shocha. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now Tosfos throws in one thing that you have to point out. I send someone to the Kaddish and Isha. And it is a case of Shlech Advar Veira. Let's say I send a Kohen to Mekadosh and Isha Grusha for me. Who is a Kohen? So we say, Shlech Advar Veira. What does that mean? The Aveira is on the Mekadosh. It doesn't go back to the Meshaleach. Or the Kedushin is bottle. Or the Kedushin is bottle. Or the Kedushin is bottle. That is, there's a very big nafkamina nowadays. Heta Mechira. What's Heta Mechira have to do with this? Very simple. There are two separate issues with Heta Mechira. Three separate issues with Heta Mechira. Is number one, if the land belongs to a goy, can a Jew instruct another goy to work the land? Or v'shof sor Shabbos Hashem means I'm not allowed to do anything that will cause the land to be cultivated. Let's say I sell it to an Arab and I have Arab workers working for me. Number one issue, possible. Is that a bitul of the asay of v'shof sor Shabbos Hashem? Number two, maybe by selling it to an Akum or Mafki Elekdusha, so even a Jew can work it. That's another issue. Number three, there's an issue, Bechlau. It's also to sell land owned by a Jew in Eretz Yisrael to a Goy. Lo Sechonim, is a derais. So Bechlau, is it mutter to sell land to a Goy? As the Sid described it, Barach min azeh v'poga ba'ari. They ran away from a wolf and they bumped into a lion. There's a machlok in Shemitah b'mazeh rabbanan. So the whole thing may be a deraisa, may be a drabbanan. Major machlok is Shemitah. But selling land to an Akim is certainly a deraisa. So therefore, trying to get out of something, suffic drabbanan, suffic deraisa, you're bumping into a deraisa. Okay. But then the question is as follows. Here's the very big question as a nogea to a lot of different things. Let's say, heter mechira. People say, oh, heter mechira, yes, heter mechira. No. That's very nice. It's more political than halachic. Okay, so let's go down to the halachas. Let's say they sold the land. Now, who sold the land? The owner didn't sell the land. The owner appointed the rabbanut as their shliach to sell the land for them. So that, we got into a problem of shliach dvar aveira. Okay, so, number one, because aveira is selling land to a Jew, is that mevatel the shlichus or not mevatel the shlichus? So they shouldn't have done it. But what happens if they did do it? And it is chal. So what's the halacha of something that grows in land that belongs to a non-Jew? How do you treat it? Something that grew in the land that belonged to a non-Jew, or something that grew in the land that belongs to a Jew? It's a very complex issue. And it's totally in the two deus and tosis here, above Metzia. Is Ein Shlichus Dvar Mevatel Shlichus or not? And that means, what's the big difference? If you hold there's no Kedusha Shvius in something that grows in land that belongs to a non-Jew, is the Kedusha Shvius in it or not Kedusha Shvius? Okay, now, this is the Gemara here in Bab Metzia. Now, this is Gemara in Me'ila. The Gemara in Me'ila is probably the most critical Gemara in the whole thing here. Of Chafala from an Aleph. Me'ila, we say, Yesh Shliach Medvar Aveira. So the Gemara says, let's say, I sent Shoch V'Acheri Shote V'Katan. Shoch V'Apikeach when, okay. Shoch V'Acheri Shote V'Katan. Im Otsa Shlichuso Balabayas Mo'al. If they did the Shlichus, the Balabayas is a Mo'al. Okay. So, lots of shlichus, so chem anymore. Okay. That means he has money. And this money, he's unaware of the fact that it's hektish. Unaware of the fact that it's hektish. He gives this money to Cherishot, we're going to go to the store and buy me something. Since we say Yesh Shliach HaDvar, if he did exactly what the person who sent him did, Yesh Shliach HaDvar Aveira, so the person who sent it is a Moel. Yesh Shliach HaDvar Aveira. If he didn't listen, he did something else. He sent them to buy bread, instead he bought candy. So, Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira. So, but then the Chemi, the store owner, who took it and made a Kenyan on it, without realizing Hektish, he's the Moel. So the Gemara says, "Shilach b'yacher shoto v'katan, v'la b'nei shlichus aninu." Say yeshlich advar veira, then up b'nei shlichus. Atem gam atem means atem ma atem b'nei dasaf hupen. V'la b'nei shlichus aninu. Amra b'laza, atzon kamatn shel zaysim. Let's take a look at Rabbi Yochanan. That's key. It's less complicated to explain. It says like this. this halacha that I can be meniach an erev, but let's say I trained my pet monkey to go. I say, go over there 1,000 amos away and put down the erev in a certain place. Not to be at kof. Agabe kovo licho or agabe pilvo licho. Okay, how is erev? Why is it an erev? Says Rashi. Olav b'nei shlichas nenu. Ani cherishot v'amai mo'al. Asorn l'cherishot v'kon k'man shal seis. It turned them into like a machine. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochan says. Avogav, the law have been das. Hold this abdush to chusayu have a eruv. Did I achieve my result or I didn't achieve my result? I set something up to happen. The eruv should end up over there. Was my end result achieved? My end result wasn't achieved. And here in Me'ila, Yeshlech Levar Vera, so my end result was achieved by this Cherishot of a cotton. Wait a second. So what do you see Yeshlech Levar Vera is? Let's say it's two Gedolim. Not a Gedol and a cotton. Two Gedolim. I'm an adult, I send another adult. Yeshlech Levar Vera means I'm Chayiv because I arranged a Maisa Me'ila to happen. And I'm chayiv for his ma'isa me'ila. It's adish l'chusayv. So the whole issue of yesh shliach advar avera, ain shliach advar avera, is what? Am I chayiv for someone else's ma'isa? I'm not chayiv for someone else's ma'isa. If I arrange a certain result, the avera is in the result and not in the process. So therefore, is the one who achieves the result or the one who sets it up? That is, that as Reb Chaim was master, you see from this Gemara, Yesh Lech Levar Avera means, can I become Chayiv for somebody else's Maaser when that end result is achieved or not? Oh, now, what happened? Now we understand the Gemara. Also, Harak the Becher ben Ayamo. Dovid HaMelech set Yoav up to make sure that this Ammoni killed Uriah, Achit. Now, there's not Shlichas here. He didn't say, you are my Shliach. No, he didn't say that. Nor did Uriah Achiti do anything in killing. Did Yoav do anything in killing Uriah Achiti? No, that's not what happened. What did happen? What did happen is a very simple thing. That he put him on the front line, and the Samoni, who's not a bad bar shlichas, he's a guy, who is mechuyev in iser tzicha, he is a bar chiyuva, not allowed to kill someone. Okay. But what did he set up? David HaMelech set up a Maisa Ritzicha by the Samoni, and the Navi says, you are responsible for that Ritzicha. And only because of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is David HaMelech not going to be Chayef. This is, so you see where the Gemara's come. It's the same Gemara. It's not a din in mini Ashlichos. So then I set something up to happen when I set up a Maiser at Sicha that if do not be for the halacha of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the person who set up the Maiser at Sicha would be chayiv for someone else doing the Ritzicha. But we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And even Shammai is talking. So what is he saying? He has, B'Shamayim, he has the halacha of Rotzeach. That's according to one side of the Gemara. One, they say, no, it's not for Gram Rotzeach. This is what comes out of the Gemara. Now, question is, so what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying a very simple thing. I set up a Maisa Geneva. The Ganef set up this Kohen, this Balchol, this Shomer, to do a Maisa Geneva. The moment he set up to do a Maisa Geneva, what happens? Who ends up being chayav for the Maisa Geneva? The Mashaleach or the Shliach? But the Maisa Geneva is definitely being done by one person. This is now. So then Tosfos says, wait a second, let's say, what are the. So now this is where Tosfos gets started from. Our Tosfos. Tosfos says, well, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Bab Metzia. The Gemara gives two options. Iboy Ovid, Iboy Lo Ovid. Or the Rav, the Red Talmud, the Baruch Yuv, and not Baruch Yuv. Now, Tosfos says like this. Now the question is how we paskin it, like Rosama or not. But this is on both sides. If I tell someone to do something and he's a shogeg, so I don't apply to and he doesn't realize he's doing an avera. I don't apply to Ver Rav, to Ver Talmud, to Ver Shom. To Ver Talmud, to Ver Shom, I send someone to do a Ritzicha. He knows Ritzicha is also. I send someone to do a Gneva, I tell him, you do the Gneva. So, I send him up to do the Gneva. So then, to Ver Rav, to Ver Talmud says, he should have known not to do the Gneva. He did the Gneva. He can't be Mechayev me. He himself is a Bar Chiyuv. He should not know. Not to know the neighbor. So Sabame Dvarim Amurim, if he's a Bar Chiyuv, he knows that he's doing an Avera. But if he doesn't know he's doing an Avera, he don't apply Dvarim Rav, Dvarim Tamad, Dvarim Shomer. Here the Kohen, the Bachov, the Shomer, had no clue he's doing an Avera. No clue he's doing an Avera. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishal. Doesn't apply. Shekin Machayev the Meshaleach. Where's Tosfos coming from? The Gemara says, really, it's not a din in Shlichus. It's a din if I set up a certain result and I'm the cause of someone to. I could have done the Avera myself. The Avera is in achieving that result, removing property from one person's Rishos into another person's rishus. I would be chai, becomes a special halacha. No. Special halacha in shlech advarve. It can't be mechai Ruvain for what Shimon did. Wonderful. Oh, so here, there's another part of Pshat Bar Chiyuv. Other part of Pshat Bar Chiyuv is something else. If what is the Gemara's example? An ish tells an ish to be makif a cotton. A woman, so who's going to be chayav malchus? Who's going to be chayav malchus? So, a woman can't be chayav malchus for baltakif. She's not in the parsha baltakif. Can't be chayav malchus for her. Then can you be? You can't get an onish for an avera that's not included in your list of averas in the Torah. That's maybe bar chiyuva is. Rashi said no. Bar chiyuva means divrei rav, divrei talmid. Rashi connects the Gemara Metzia with the Gemara Kedusha. The Gemara, okay, but it could be a separate svar. Tosfos says he boy of it, he boy low of it means if I would have a good reason not to do it. But if I tell someone, come into my house, and, okay, I owe you 10,000 shekels. Here's 10,000 shekels on the table. Take it. Thanks. There's no reason for him not to do it. It's not automatic. Because what is the Gemara Bum? It's not quite what the Gemara Bum Metzia says. What does the Gemara Bum Metzia say? So he says, no. I can decide yes, I can decide no, but but a chatzah happens automatically. Okay, but shogeg doesn't happen automatically. To make a decision, I like this way of paying the debt, I don't like this way of paying the debt. But he has no reason not to. So Tosfos comes up with tremendous chiddush here. A, bar chiyuva is the same as Yerei Tam and Dishon. And since he has no reason to think otherwise, I don't apply that. Ibayovin, means I have a reasonable reason not to do it. But here there's no reason not to do it. So you don't have Ibayovin, Ibayovin. That's how Tosfos explains. Now, other Rishonim don't explain it that way. So Meretz Hashem Bli Neder, we have to see the Tosfos, Abba Tosfos inside, the Tosfos and Kedushin inside. Exactly how he deals with all the issues, do we apply Shliach Dvar Rer in such a case? But I wanted to go through the Gemara just so you understand, when we say Yesh Shliach Dvar Rer, it's not a din in Shlichas. It's then to Mechayev Ruvein for something Shimon did. I can't be Chayev for something somebody else did, even though I set him up to do something. It turned out to be an Avera. I set it up. No, I'm Chayev for what I did, not for what I set up. That is what the Gemara says. And the rules, how this works, that's what we're into now. We have to Shambli Neder. We'll continue tomorrow.